Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Becker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is called out on strikes. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bridges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Becker and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vosmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Becker moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth is walked intentionally. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Owen scores. Hayworth moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Becker strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burns strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.